Now, you can follow along in your overview manual. I'm on recruiting tools, okay? So we're going to talk first about recruiting tools. So work with me here. Let me help you. Posters. Posters are great visuals. The kit includes several posters that you can print out in large format. These are all vector images, and an artist will know exactly what that means. So that means that the artwork can be expanded to whatever size you want without losing resolution, okay? So depending on the images that we have in there, but these are designed for 24 by 36 inch posters, or 2 feet wide by 3 feet high. So they're plenty big enough to put, say, for example, let's look at the first poster there. And these are posters in Spanish for external recruiting, right? There's two designs. I love these designs. I love both of the designs. I love the color schemes of the designs. The designs are culturally relevant. The color schemes, the use of flags, the lead question. The lead question: would you like to work in a company that values the Latino people? Would you like to work in a company that values the Latino people? Every Latino I know will say yes. Yes. It's a great question. It's a tested question. May I encourage you not to change that lead question? That's there because it's culturally relevant. The Hispanic people, above all things, want respect. That's a great motivator. So that's the lead title. Would you like to work in a company that values? And the word value in Spanish implies respect, that values the Latino people. But look at the color schemes. Kind of that cafe con leche color, dark brown, these earth tones, right? They work. The flags are a great marketing tool. Now, if you wonder about the order of the flags, here's how it works, and here's the logic, okay? The first flag is the United States. We're in the United States, right? This is a U.S. company. After that, the flags are ordered in accordance with the percentage of population that people group has in the United States among Latinos. So after the U.S. flag, we have the Mexican flag, which Mexicans account for about 66% of all Latinos in the United States. Then after that, we have the Puerto Rican flag, and so on and so forth. So if you want a good exercise, go look up all these flags and see which is which, right? These are ordered with a particular way of thinking. Now, sometimes I'll consult with my clients. I say, put the flags side by side in the same size and do the same thing in order of the percentage of the people you employ in your company. It's a great thing to do in your warehouse, by the way. If you have a labor type of warehouse or place where laborers will come to, because people will see that flag, and it's just a great visual. It says, we respect you. We respect who you are. We respect where you've come from. It's a powerful visual. So you've got posters there to recruit in Spanish that can be put in places like, all right, ready? Laundromats. Okay, a lot of Latinos use laundromats. They can be put in these Latino bodega, these stores. They can be put in Mexican restaurants and different places like that. If you have a great opportunity, get it out there, okay? But use the posters, all right? These are full color. By the way, don't print these in black and white. Print these in color. You'll see on these posters that there are 6 words. These are really critical words to Latinos. This is part of that cultural relevance. The first word is respeto. Respeto. Respect. People want and need respect, especially people who consider themselves in many ways displaced. Now, I understand that some people have the view that, well, they didn't have to come to this country. Well, you know, we can talk about that another time, but I do know this. If I were living in a country where I could not feed my family, the economy was such, the opportunities that I had for education were such that I did not have the ability to create a life for my family, and my next country, let's say the United States, was in deep depression, deep, deep depression, and I wanted to feed my family. I couldn't do it in my country, and Mexico was abundant with jobs. Let me ask you, if you were in that situation, would you cross their border for the well-being of your family? I know you would. This is a complex issue, but I do know this. People who feel that they're displaced, people who feel that many look at them and do not respect them, the greatest psychological need and desire that they have is respect. And we put it right on the poster. The second word is seguridad. Now, that can mean safety, but in this context, it means security. When you've lived a life without economic or societal security, you crave it. And many Latinos crave this sense of security. So that's why it's on the poster. Buen pago. Buen pago. Good pay. This one's self-explanatory. You know, look, your company needs to pay at least industry standard, and I recommend my clients, hey, pay 5 to 10% more than industry standard. Don't be losing people over a dollar an hour, my goodness. Now, I will say this. If you have their deep trust and admiration, people won't leave you for that amount of money. But that's another thing that we teach in our Success with Hispanics course, really deeply, deeply understanding people. I tell people all the time, we cannot lead people to the highest levels until we understand them at the deepest levels. So these words are deep within the psyche of people, but everybody wants to be recompensed properly. Just like you and I do, so do they. Good pay. The fourth word is capacitación. It comes from the word capacity. You'll see it there. It means training, okay? Giving people capacity, helping people to grow. Capacitación. We're a company that trains. It's very attractive to people. Oportunidad. You'll see a tool here in the Hispanic Hiring Kit called the Opportunity Axis. People want, crave, need opportunity. Oportunidad. Okay, and then profesionalismo, professionalism. Well, you know, that's really a strong word to the Latinos who are coming out of a culture that very frankly has a lot of corruption, politically, economically, societally. There are many reasons for that this isn't the place to go into. But people want a professional environment. The more professional we are, the more productive we are, the more profitable we are. Okay, so those are the six words, all right? You want to say those with me? You can look at one of those posters in Spanish, I suppose, and kind of pull it up on your screen if you want to. You've got the files there, or there's PDFs there as well that you can see the samples, right? So you can say these six words with me. Respeto. A little Spanish lesson. Ah, vamos a hablar un poco de español. Respeto. Seguridad. Buen pago. Capacitación. Oportunidad. Profesionalismo. Six words that are on both of these posters for very culturally relevant reasons. Then the next poster is a poster in English to recruit English-dominant Hispanics, still with the value of that Latino culture and that sense of respect, right? Still have the same visual stimulations from a cultural relevance standpoint. But the reality is there are many second-generation Latinos or Hispanics in the United States who they gravitate to English language messaging. So those are posters you can use perhaps in these associations that I was talking with you about in the first track there, you know, that maybe the association would put these posters up for you. Maybe they'd put one up in English and one up in Spanish, right? And then we have these posters, and you heard me say in track one, we're not really necessarily recruiting this friends and family network, but people, they know people, you know, in the community. So we have a poster here to encourage your people internally, hanging in your warehouse, in your office, where people see it, to encourage them to refer their friends. Now, you have the last word, right? You're going to interview them. You're the one who's going to assess them. And we have assessment interview tools in this kit. These are posters that actually offer a $50 bonus if, in fact, you hire someone that was referred to you by an internal employee. Now, if you don't like that number, then change it. I don't know. I would necessarily go less for a new employee, just cost of acquisition, but that's your choice. The number's there. You want to give a reward. You want to say to people, hey, we value you taking the time to refer good people to us. Now, if you go to the next page, you'll see there are media ads. Media ads. I love these. These are for newspapers, magazines. We've got an eighth inch, a quarter inch, and a half page ad here. And again, these are vector images. These images expand and they can be made bigger or smaller to meet the needs of a particular publication. You'll see we have in color and also in black and white. There are in English and in Spanish. So use these judiciously. Track the results of these ads. You may want to put in some sort of a code that they would refer to. So if you're running multiple ads and things like that. So just kind of be judicious with ads, but they can be very effective. Okay. I love the next tool. The next tool to me is maybe perhaps the most powerful tool here as it relates to these recruiting tools, but it's going to take a lot of work on your part. There's going to be some effort put into this. These are trifold brochures that they just look fantastic. Okay. But the internal of this brochure is yours. You have to put your own company photos, and we've got a place there for what's called an opportunity axis that you'll see in just a little bit here under these recruiting tools. But you have to develop, you have to message your story, and you have to message your opportunity, and you have to message your future with the potential employee. But these brochures are fantastic. There's, again, two different art designs that we're using throughout here that we know are proven to be attractive to the Latino people. You're going to have to find somebody within your organization to do the copywriting. If you want help with that, again, as you know, we're more than happy to help you to customize some of this. And we do our very best to be very reasonable in our fee structures as it relates to helping our clients. This brochure is a very powerful thing because you can have it on your desk in your reception. You can put it in different places. You can put it in these associations. You can put it in schools. There are all kinds of things. And the brochure tells a longer, deeper, more detailed story, right? So I love the brochures, and I would encourage you to use them. Just put the time and effort in to do the messaging correctly and make it culturally relevant, something that is really going to draw people, right? And there's places on these brochures for, on the back flap of the brochure, for testimonials. And what you want there is you want one testimonial to be from somebody who's like a superintendent in your company, a Hispanic superintendent. And then you want one in the middle. You want that to be from the president of your company or vice president of your company. So that there's a message to the people. So you're going to have a couple there that are from internal employees. And the other thing you can do, if there's a well-known community leader that you've made really good friends with, right? Idea here, right? Idea. Put the first testimonial of somebody who works within your company. Put the second one, the second quote of a leader in your company, an American leader in your company. Make sure it's in Spanish and it's translated correctly. And put the third one of a quote from a community leader who may be well known. You know, you can use those three quote areas. I would personally use them if I could find the community leader quote, someone who's decently well known in the community. I would use that way. If not, I would use two testimonials from internal employees who are supervisors or foremen or some sort of leader within your organization. And the middle one, make sure it's either from the president of your company or a high-level leader, okay? Now, the next, I've referred to these letters. The next one are letters to community leaders. These are both in English and Spanish. You kind of have to figure out, is this a person who's English dominant, you know? But I would lead, you know, I would send them both, personally. I'd send them both. And the same thing with the letter to the ministers. I'd send them both. We've written these with cultural relevance, with tact, professionally. Make sure they're grammatically correct so your image is correct. All you have to do is just plug in your logo there, your company address, your stationery, or whatever you want to use there. But everything is there for you. Those letters are very well written and very thoughtful, and they have cultural relevance behind them. Now, this next element in the Hispanic Hiring Kit under recruiting tools is amazing. And honestly, if this is all you got in this whole kit, which isn't even close to the case, it'd be worth what the investment was for this. We have a 5-user license for an online training course with me specifically on social media and Latinos and how to use it to attract and reach the Latino people. I mean, we're talking about Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. This is something that you need to pick 5 people within your company. Again, that's a 5-user license to go through this course. Leaders in your organization, so they understand this, the power of this. We're such a viral society. Did you know that per capita, Latinos are more active on social media in the United States than their U.S. non-Latino counterparts? Latinos are heavily engaged in social media. Such a great opportunity. Take that training. I don't have the time here. That's a more extended training. It's such a huge benefit of this Hispanic Hiring Kit. Then there's this wonderful, amazing tool. It's a concept that I came up with about a year ago as we were working with companies. And we were starting to see with Latinos that there was this shift as people were in the country longer, that they were no longer, it wasn't just, I want to just work. A lot of Latinos, they actually want to build a life. They want to provide for their families. They want their kids in good schools. They want to be in a neighborhood that's safe. They want a decent car. And so we developed this thing we call the Opportunity Axis. And in the Hispanic Hiring Kit, in your data files, you have there the PowerPoint presentation from this. And you can use this to show your people. You can walk through it. You can easily see on the slides. It just starts out. And essentially, it just is, you know, there's the position. And then there's the amount of money. And you have to fill in, I have their kind of holder numbers and things like that. But, you know, you can fill in your terminology, your pay scale. But the bottom line is you have to show, if you can show people when they come in, when you hire them, hey, here's the opportunity here. And here's what we would do to get you there. Now, opportunity doesn't mean promise. It means opportunity. It's just like Coach Meyer or Coach Saban, they go and recruit three quarterbacks. Well, not all three are going to start, right? It's opportunity. People come in and compete healthily, but you do show the opportunity. If you get really good at showing this opportunity to people as you're hiring them, as you're recruiting them, as you're bringing them in, it's a very powerful tool. So in this kit, you have these slides, and it's self-explanatory. You'll see it there. Just, you can change the numbers, change the title of the position, but here's something you have to recognize with the opportunity axis, and that is you have to hire right. In other words, you have to have the right person in the opportunity, and you have to train right. So you actually have to go through the work of developing the training processes that are necessary between each step. If you want help with it, just let us know. We'll help you. All right? But it's a powerful tool, the opportunity axis. Muy, muy bien. Those are the recruiting tools. And again, if you think of something that you think, hey, it's not in this kit, which I don't know what it would be, but you think of it and you can come to us and say, hey, would you guys develop this just for our company? And we can have a consultation and talk about that and create something that's specific only to your company and proprietary for you. Awesome. On the next track, we're going to move to the hiring tools. Lots of them, lots and lots of value.